Welcome to Divine Truth by Dr. Buddy Walls. Today's Bible lesson we will be talking about God forgives. God forgives. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 19. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. There is something the church needs to know today. The church, the unbeliever, and the believers need to know that the men, the apostles, that were moved by the Holy Ghost as a message for us that is proven multiple times in Scripture. Biblical words that have been shared with us through the Bible can be trusted and relied on as the absolute truth because it is from God Himself. How do we know this? Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and time has not changed God. God is still the same God. And here's what the church needs to know. When we repent, God forgives. Now, you may have heard that a thousand times, but have you ever really thought about it? I have seen people that have thought about it, but it was only a passing thought. When they took their sin to the altar, then they got back up, put it in their backpack, and carried it back out the door with them. Listen very carefully because I'm going to stress this. If you claim salvation, if you are saved or born again, God does not remember your sin. He only forgets your sin. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 34. Jeremiah 31:34. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. He will remember your iniquity no more. I believe there are people in the church that are saved that are so reminded of their sin, they keep bringing it back up in their memory, hoping that God will eventually forgive them enough to allow them into heaven. I've got good news for folks like that. God forgives all when we turn to Him in repentance. And He wants them to forget about it. You are saved. You are blood washed white as snow. What part of that do we not understand? I am not, and you are not, what we used to be. Sometimes it is difficult for our little tiny pea brain to understand how a holy God can love us that much. But a day is coming when our glorified brains will understand it. But here is the point. We are completely forgiven when saved. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 12. 1 John 2:12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake. I want to ask you, are you a recipient because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake? I want to ask you, are you a recipient of His name's sake? If you are a recipient of Jesus Christ, He is not, He has forgiven you of sin. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans 5, 8. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, your slate had been washed clean and made white as snow. Listen to the words of Jesus in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 7. Luke chapter 15, verse 7. The Bible says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than 99 just persons which need no repentance. Only one sinner can repent, and it causes joy in heaven. Never ever be afraid or even to admit guilt, because it causes joy in heaven. And who is in control of heaven? God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It causes them joy also. That should be a goal of all Christians. Confess to the Father your shortcomings. Admit your sin. Draw closer to God. You will be rewarded for it. You know, this life is very temporary compared to eternity. Think on heavenly things. Prepare for eternity. And I've got news for you. Some people might not believe this, but we all fall short. I like what the Apostle Paul said one time. Consider me the chief among sinners. He recognized his state. We all at times can use improvement. Repent and receive forgiveness. But I have to mention this. You may have heard me say it before. A couple walked up to my booth one time with a question. They said, we're saved. We just sin all the time. Will I still go to heaven? That kind of caught me off guard because I was not expecting that. After I thought about my answer later on, I'm thankful for the advice they received. I said, if you intentionally sin on a regular basis, one of two things are going on. Either you're not saved or you have yet to be chastised, which you will if you continue in your sin. I witnessed that too many times. They had a confused look, like they had never heard that before. God is a patient God, and his patience has a limit. He can allow death to come your way because of sin. That is why we need to be blameless for his return. And we can be if we repent daily. Someone might say, well, buddy, I'm not a bad person. Being a good person will not take you to heaven. I cannot count the number of times I've heard that exact same thing in a soul winning booth. I can ask if they were 100% sure they were going to heaven, and their reply is, well, I think I'm good enough. I do good things. Are you really good enough? How much good enough does it take to get to heaven? Have you kept all 10 commandments of the Holy God? Most people will say, well, I might have broken one or two, but I'm not that bad a person. You see, we're famous for trying to justify our sin. We are all guilty of breaking some of the 10 commandments, whether we believe that or not. I'm not judging you. I'm asking you to judge yourself. We serve a holy God, and he expects his children to practice holiness. You say, that's not easy, buddy. I know it is not easy, but some things in life are not easy. That is when we pray for God to intervene and help us to be more holy. Fill our minds and thoughts with heavenly things and not earthly things. Fill our minds and thoughts with eternal treasures and not temporary treasure. I've got news for you. Eternity is a long time. Are you preparing for eternity? God can help you do that. God can make a way when it seems there is no way. He will never leave you or forsake you. Turn with me to the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Bible says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, that not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He wants us to repent so we can be washed and made white as snow. That is his desire for everyone, and it is our duty as a Christian to live a holy life as close to God as we possibly can. That does not mean you will be perfect, because you never will be in this natural body. This vessel you are carrying around is only temporary and is capable of shortcomings no matter the circumstance. But we are to strive to be as holy as possible, and we will still fall short. Look at Romans chapter 3, verse 9. Romans chapter 3, verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved both Jew and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. But here is the thing about it. If we stay in Christ, he is our Redeemer, our justification, and our advocate. Aren't you thankful for an advocate, someone that stands in your place, his righteousness and not ours? Turn with me to 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. These verses we just read goes against what the so-called high-dollar preachers are preaching these days. They are preaching that we are now a better self, and our church members are many because we have that divine spark. That is not what these verses are about. It says there is none righteous. Why can so-called famous preachers who are supposed to be knowledgeable in the Word not tell the truth? Because most of them are in the wrong word, in the wrong church, in the wrong doctrine. I've seen people on Facebook brag on a particular preacher who is famous, not realizing they are being led in the wrong direction by the wrong man. People are being misled due to their ignorance. Then they go deeper into ignorance. That is not judging. This is showing you what these eyes have seen. We live in an upside-down world. Right is wrong and wrong is right. I believe God is showing us a true picture of ourselves. And sometimes I don't like the picture of myself. Sometimes constructive criticism may hurt and many are not comfortable with that. Isn't it something that people always see a different picture of themselves than what the world may see? People will justify before they will allow their pride to slip one ounce. Pride cometh before a fall. Haven't you seen people like that? They are so prideful and so boastful, and then sometime after that, they take a terrible fall. It would not hurt at all of us to gain a little more humility, and if you think I'm judging, put me at the front of the line. Truth hurts, and we need to accept more of the truth. Do not allow Satan to try to control your thought processes. He is of the world, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I used to think of Satan as this great big ugly monster because that is how the world paints him. But in reality, God, as far as power goes, is much more powerful. That means if you are in Christ and Christ is in you, you have the complete power to control the renewing of your mind or your thought pattern. Turn with me to the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. The book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. We have the power through the righteousness of Christ to overcome any trial of this world. Nothing is too big that God cannot handle. I love what the Lord said in the book of John chapter 16, verse 33. John 16, verse 33. The Bible says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Look, we have a mighty powerful advocate. If we put all our faith and trust in him, who or what can defeat us? Have you ever really slowed down long enough to think about that? The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4:13. It says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The Bible says what it means, all things. We just got to believe that. Do you know that at times our faith may be lacking somewhat? Have you ever thought about how we as Christians are directly connected, even now in the flesh, with the eternal glory? If you are born again, saved, you are already connected with eternal glory. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Look, he has called us by the Holy Spirit unto his eternal glory, and we have suffered a while. In other words, while we are in this temporary world with our temporary flesh, we will suffer a while. A while is a short amount of time compared to eternity. After that, he will establish us or set us where we will be forever with strength and settle us. We will, you know, we'll be settlers of the homestead forever. In your new home, you will be strengthened and settled. It'll be the end of any physical ailments. Your body will be perfect and glorified. There will never be another time clock because God does not operate on our time scale. Eternity never ends. Our day may end, our job may end, our finances can end, our health may end, but what we are directly connected to as Christians will never end. A day is coming sooner than later when you won't have to imagine anymore because it'll be a reality. Heaven is real. And we are citizens of heaven already. We just haven't arrived there yet. All of your loved ones that are saved will get to spend eternity with you, problem free. We are a blessed people just for what we have to look forward to. I look forward to that moment in the twinkling of an eye when we will be changed for all eternity. That should charge your battery. That should light your fire. If not, your wood is wet. Just think on heavenly things and reignite your fire for the things of God. You know, God loves you and has a plan for you. But here's the problem. People are sinful and separated from God. Have you recognized that you are a sinner? God sent his son to die for your sins. Would you like to receive God's forgiveness? Look, we can't earn salvation. We are saved by God's grace when we have faith in his son, Jesus Christ. All you have to do is to believe you're a sinner, that Christ died for your sins, and ask his forgiveness. Then turn from your sins. That's called repentance. Jesus Christ knows you and loves you. What matters to him is the attitude of your heart, your honesty. We suggest praying the following prayer to accept Christ as your Savior. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your Son. I believe that he died for my sin and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as Lord from this day forward. Guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Now let me ask you something. Did you pray this prayer? If you did, you are saved, or what the Bible calls born again, and you can spend an eternity in heaven with the Lord. I hope you enjoyed this. Dr. Buddy signing off.